Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high for no other reason than McLovin leaves in 2 weeks. I think that might be the reason. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We have football, or at least a reasonable facsimile. Steelers at the Vikings tonight.
There you go.
Yeah. Sell that. Ben Roethlisberger. Is this the last season? Kirk D. Cousins. Will he have a primetime performance? Somebody has to win.
Dun, 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 dun.
These two underachievers meet tonight. Both teams are going to replace their quarterbacks next year. Next, Vikings and the Steelers. All right, we'll talk to Ross Tucker, our good buddy from Westwood One. He'll handicap. He'll tell you why you need to watch this game coming up tonight. Tiger Woods is going to play in a tournament with his son next week. Boy, that certainly seemed quick. Since his rehab time, recovery. Lakers at the Grizzlies coming up tonight. Steph Curry drops 6 threes, 10 away from Ray Allen's all-time record. Do your holiday shopping. Go to danpatrick.com. We have great things there. Make sure you check it out so you get it in time for the holiday season. This program brought to you by the great investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Impeller is a new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects on the island. Available now. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Learn more at investpr.org/impeller. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and also our radio affiliates around the country. The Warriors had a win against the Blazers last night. It kind of felt like it was the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, the Blazers, not the Washington Generals, at least normally, but they're without their best players, their backcourt, Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. And everybody was tuning in to see Steph Curry break Ray Allen's three-point record. And also just see Steph do Steph things. He hit 6 three-pointers, so he's 9 behind the all-time record. And he didn't shoot that well. He attempted 12 threes in the first half. He hit only 4. And the game had a little bit of a circus feel because Curry came in talking about 16 three-pointers in one game. You know, the interesting part is not that he didn't get it. It's that we tuned in thinking that he could do something that's never been done before. Like, yeah, he could come up with 16 made threes in a game. He has that flair, that fun. The team feeds off his energy, and he tries shots that most players wouldn't even consider. But more importantly, he's winning. The Warriors head to Philly on Saturday, and Steph Curry will continue to chase history and entertain NBA fans along the way. Here's what his head coach Steve Kerr had to say about Steph.
I think Steph, in a lot of ways, is like Michael Jordan in that there are so many moments that they all sort of bleed into each other, and then they don't even stand out because that's just what you expect. And maybe that's the true sign of greatness.
You know, I think it's fair praise. It's high praise, but he expects greatness out of Steph Curry every single night. What, you know, goes well, I think most people miss this. That is, the Warriors do play really good defense. They've been playing really good defense. I think we think of them as one-dimensional. They just score. But, you know, when you see what they do to the opposition, you're not usually shooting 50% against the Golden State Warriors. So everything that we're getting from Steph, and Klay Thompson has always been one of the better defensive guards, the better two guards defensively in the NBA. You bring him back, and Golden State has the formula here. If they get contributions from their younger players, you know, they had two first-round picks who haven't contributed much. James Wiseman hasn't contributed much, but they are getting good bench play. And once you get that depth, when you get to the postseason, usually your rotation is about eight players. But it's the long haul during the regular season, and that's where that depth could really come in handy. All right, McLovin, what's poll question today?
This might not be a great question, but who would you rather have as a teammate, Steph Curry or LeBron James?
Okay.
They both make your life easier in a way, but Steph takes a lot more shots. LeBron passes a little more.
All right.
But everybody seems to love the fast pace that Steph Curry sets.
You know, that's a good question. When I, you know, Paulie had a great question yesterday. Would you rather be Steph Curry or Dr. J? Yes, McLovin, breaking news, comes up with a good poll question. They both help you win. They help you win in different ways. Do I want LeBron? Okay, but I'm factoring in LeBron right now and Steph Curry right now. And there's, what, a four-year difference between those two? Yeah, Paulie?
If I play, I hope this is fair. If I play with Steph Curry, I wouldn't feel like he controls everything with the franchise I'm playing with. Yeah. Everything about my livelihood, what I do on and off the court. If I was a Laker, like a second-tier Laker, I would think that LeBron James controls everything about my life on and off the court.
It felt like those younger players couldn't wait to get out of Los Angeles. Even though they loved playing for the Lakers, it felt like some of those players, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, it's like, all right, let's get out from underneath this. Steph Curry doesn't feel like an extension of the front office. It just feels like he's a great player, gets to do what he wants. LeBron is running an organization here. Yeah, McLovin.
But there's a lot of guys like Kyle Korver and Carmelo this year who follow LeBron. They just really want to be, especially guys who are outside shooters, because they know LeBron is going to draw everybody away from them.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind getting the blame because LeBron will get the credit, then sure, I'd be okay with that. You know, LeBron to me will go down as the greatest player in basketball history. Now, I know that we could bring in Bill Russell and bring in Michael. I mean, we can bring in a lot of different players, but what LeBron has done and maybe continue to do, I just think it's unheard of to play at this high of a level, to play in that many NBA finals. I think he'll go down as greatest player of all time. Now, you're going to have a lot of people kicking and screaming because of Michael Jordan, obviously, or Bill Russell winning 11 championships. But to me, LeBron James is going to go down as the greatest basketball player of all time. To be able to play with him in his career, that'd be a carrot at the end of the stick, too. But I would probably pick Steph Curry right now just because of Steph's age, and he certainly draws the defense. Yes, McLovin.
Who's some other guys that people love playing with? Like, I feel like Magic would be much more fun to play with than Michael, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Magic might be a number one pick in that.
I wouldn't want to play with Jordan. I mean, I saw that up close. The results are wonderful. I just don't know if everybody was having fun. But Mike would give you the look, and he was very tough on his teammates. Magic, it looks like you were going to have fun. Looked like you'd have a little bit of fun.
Probably off the court at night, too, in L.A. in
you
the
could
80s.
Have fun. Yeah, oh, yeah. You could have some fun there. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. So let's come up with a poll question, McLovin.
Okay. Paulie wants me to save the what has become the topic of the day around the country.
The topic around the country.
And I just blew it, I think. But
okay, Paulie.
We're going to save it for segment two. I have one more.
Okay.
Based off two athletes we're talking about today. Whose career would you want? Steph Curry, past, present, and future, or Tiger Woods, past, present, and future? We kind of know Tiger's place in history, and it probably will not change that much. Steph has a lot left in the tank.
But I have to take everything that goes along with Tiger Woods' career.
Yeah, maybe the back half of his career not being as good as the first half.
Yeah, well, I get the first 10 years, but then I have a 10-year window where he didn't win anything.
Right.
Everything that happened off the golf course, got to factor that in.
But he's world famous. I know Steph Curry is also world famous, but not to the level of Tiger Woods.
But you have to be able to put up with, survive what Tiger did with your life and how your life, you're in a fishbowl. There's nothing normal about what you're able to do. I would want to be Tiger Woods. I mean, I think he's the most impactful golfer, certainly, and one of the most impactful athletes in history. And globally, are there 10 more famous people than Tiger Woods? I don't know if that's good or bad. Steph is a great player. He changed the game. Tiger changed the game. I guess you could say that there's similarities. Although it felt like there was a novelty to Steph Curry. There was no novelty to Tiger Woods. Like, Tiger was basically Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan. That he was going to do whatever it took to win, and he was going to dominate in the process there. Yes, Eaton.
But there's an element for, as great as Tiger was and everything he did for the sport and how much he changed it, there's an element of it that's a disappointing career. Even as great as he was, he never lived up to what you thought it was going to be in some respect.
Well, I think he did live up to it with all the hype. And then the 10-year window where he didn't do anything. Like, that to me was more amazing. When somebody says, oh, what's more impressive, Tiger's first 10 years or the next 10 years when he didn't do anything? Like, I'm more surprised at that second half where you go, he didn't win. But he won everything in the first 10 years. But there's a lot that goes with Tiger. The fact that he's going to play next weekend with his son, you know, a father-son event. Boy, how quiet is that? If Tiger doesn't want information to get out, it does not get out. Because, you know, I follow Justin Thomas a lot because Justin Thomas is friends with Tiger. I think a true friend. And he'll kind of put things out there about, hey, I talked to Tiger, or hey, you know, here's this video. And it feels like Tiger gives him the okay to put something out there. Nota Begay is a, you know, lifetime friend of Tiger's. When those two guys say something, then it, you know, I'm acutely aware of what it means with maybe there's a more of a message behind there. And, you know, Tiger's the one initiating that. But this has been really quiet. Since he went into the hospital, and, you know, the reports he nearly lost his leg. Then he had his tournament and, you know, he had a press conference, didn't want to talk about that accident. And now he's going to be playing with his son coming up this weekend. I mean, it's great. You know, I think he might be getting to the point where you just want to, and if you're somebody who's had surgeries, multiple surgeries, and you're in your 40s or 50s, you want quality of life. I don't know if Tiger wants to play. I don't, and there's a need to play. And maybe the need is gone, but just to be able to play. Like, you don't want that taken away from you. It's like when you take the car keys away from your grandmother and she's not going to drive anymore. No, it's just you're. Did I just compare Tiger to my mother-in-law?
That was Coward-esque.
Yeah.
That was a left, hard left.
Colin Coward would have been proud of that.
He would dine out on that.
Okay. All right. So here, I got this analogy here. Stay with me. Tiger is like my mother-in-law. You know, if you take away the car keys and then she can't drive and then reality sets in, I'll never be able to drive again. So you're taking away Tiger's clubs. I think he just wants to be able to be out there. And still play golf. And he, you know, he says, look, I'm going to pick and choose. He's been picking and choosing for, you know, quite some time. It's about majors. And I think that's the last chapter to be written. Can Tiger play in a major again? Can he compete in a major again? And I don't expect anything. I don't need anything. He gave me some of the, you know, greatest golf I've ever seen moments. But how would you like to be his son? Like, if you're going to play the same sport, good luck with that sport. It's like Jack Nicklaus's sons. They are not Jack Nicklaus. Dale Jr., ask Dale Jr. what it's like. Now, there's good and bad, but man, the expectation level with Charlie Woods, it's pretty high bar. Yes, McLovin.
Even when you're comparing Steph Curry to Tiger or LeBron, doesn't Steph look like the happiest big-time athlete? He's always smiling, always giggling, and very family-oriented.
He has an ability to probably have the same killer mentality as Tiger does, but he has a smile on his face when he does it. Like, Tiger doesn't have a smile on his face. Like, Tiger, it's, you know, he's got his emotions, and he wants to take you out, take out your knee. You know, Steph Curry does have fun. There is that, although Fritzy drives Fritzy crazy. I think Seton, too, with the mouthpiece.
Yeah, just a little less with that.
Oh, my God.
Flipping that mouthpiece around.
All right, he's got a tick. He's got a nervous tick. So what? Yeah, Paulie.
Don't fall for that happy-go-lucky, I'm on top of the world. He's hiding the pain, Dan. Steph's hiding. There's pain somewhere.
Oh, I didn't.
We know guys like that. Happy-go-lucky, laughing all the time. Masking the pain.
Seton is masking the pain.
It's a great band, by the way. They played Masking the Pain.
Masking.
Remember Seton?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
They toured with Seven Dust.
Masking the Pain.
Like, it's such a fine line between a hard laugh and a hard cry.
That's true. I was just going to say that Seton can give you that great laugh, and then all of a sudden, the pain is there.
Like a Steve Carell type. Can't be that happy all the time.
Yeah.
Masking the pain.
So you have a poll question coming up here?
Yes, off something happened yesterday on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we made some headlines yesterday, a couple of our interviews. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. Dan Patrick Show right after this. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Now, that's amazing. And there's no limit on how much you can earn. And that's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States taking credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You can learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you'd like to see McLovin do his Jim Morrison impersonation, you can. Pick up the calendar. You want nude McLovin? You got it. While supplies last. Yes, McLovin.
I am the Lizard King. Isn't that what he says?
Yes. Over the next 11 days leading up to Christmas, we'll be rolling out behind-the-scenes footage from our calendar shoots exclusively in the newsletter. If you're not already signed up, go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email in the box that pops out in the right-hand corner. Again, the video is only available in the newsletter with our newsletter subscribers. Doesn't cost you anything to sign up. And we're not going to, you know, barrage you with a lot of stuff there. Just important stuff that comes with this show. Don't miss out on that. All right. What's the big question here, Paulie, that the nation is asking?
So
today,
based off yesterday's interview with Kenny Pickett, the Pitt quarterback.
Ooh, okay.
Who got Pitt to the ACC championship. It's been a while. He's definitely a Heisman contender, a top 15 draft pick contender. And they're playing the Peach Bowl on New Year's Day against Michigan State.
All right.
Do you think he should play in the Peach Bowl? This is a question that's going back 5 years.
Okay. I go back to December of 2016. Christian McCaffrey decided that he wasn't going to play. Very tough decision. I've decided not to play in the Sun Bowl so I can begin my draft prep immediately. Thanks to all my teammates for their 100% support. It means a lot to me. Go Cardinal. It was a big deal at the time. Leonard Fournette did the same thing. Sat out a bowl game. Kenny Pickett yesterday, he was noncommittal in what was going to happen if he was going to play in the Peach Bowl. Because I asked him that, and do we have the answer from Kenny Pickett? All right, here's his response when I ask him, are you going to play in the Peach Bowl? Are you playing in the Peach Bowl?
Well, with, you know, recent news and out of, you know, our team with Coach Whipple and everybody, you know, that's I actually just got home yesterday and I didn't get a chance to talk about it with my parents. Just kind of enjoying the season and getting a chance to see some family who I haven't been around in a long time. So, but definitely I'll be talking about that with my family here soon.
So you're undecided.
I'd say undecided right now. Yes.
What? Okay. That affected the betting line in the Peach Bowl. Those comments right there. Now, there are a lot of people who reacted to this. And, of course, you got the get off my lawn guys. Like, and back in my day, and everybody played in the bowl game, he owes it to his team. You know, I have to look at this as a business. And if he were my son, I would say, let's look at this as a business. You did great things at Pitt. You won the ACC championship this year. This is a game against Michigan State that doesn't really mean anything. Now, if this is a couple of years from now, then this game would mean something because they'd be in the playoffs. But he's not there. And for all the great stories we can talk about bowl game performances, this is a business now. Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey. Remember the Michigan tight end, Jake Butt? Remember Jalen Smith, Notre Dame linebacker? They lost millions. You can't go, oh, come on. You know, Willis McGahee, Miami running back, he took out insurance prior to his game the night before the national title game against Ohio State. He blew out his knee. Now, still a first-round draft pick. So Kenny Pickett not wanting to play. I reached out to a scout. Now, he hasn't said it, but if he doesn't play, I reached out to a scout. I said, does this matter with his draft status? And the scout this morning said, no, it does not. Because he's already accomplished something great. He came back because of his offensive coordinator. His offensive coordinator is leaving to go to Nebraska, so now he has an out if he just says, hey, you know, Coach Whipple's not here. I'm not going to play in the bowl game. I mean, his coach left, so his coach can leave. But if he decides that he doesn't want to play, then all of a sudden, you know, he's not a great teammate here. It's a business. He's a Heisman Trophy finalist. Plus, he's 23 years of age. He's going to be 24 next year starting his NFL career. I mean, he's 2 years older than Trey Lance. So he's probably going, does this make sense? He's going to talk to his family. All right, I'm fine with that. Like, would I want him to play? Yes, I want him to play. I'd love to see him play. I enjoyed watching him play. He doesn't want to play, doesn't feel like it's best for him. I'm okay with that. We created all these bowl games to give ESPN programming. You got sponsors. I mean, we have too many bowl games, by the way. But these are exhibition games. Like, let's not kid anybody. Now, they're going to change. The importance will change. But right now, so I'm supposed to play because everybody else is going to make money off of this. If something happens to Kenny Pickett, nobody has a collection plate that they're passing around going, hey, how about some money for Kenny Pickett here? Nobody's taking a collection for Jake Butt, the Michigan tight end. Jalen Smith, I don't think he's playing football anymore. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley got hurt. Still drafted high. I mean, you're still going to get drafted. But when it comes to an injury with a quarterback, I mean, Sam Bradford went number one overall, and he had suffered a dislocated shoulder, I think. He still went number one overall. But Kenny Pickett might be the number one overall pick in the draft. You want to sit out the bowl game? You have every right to do it. Yeah, Paul.
And there are career-ending injuries. It doesn't just, you know, you get banged up. Remember Marcus Lattimore, the running back at South Carolina?
Oh,
definitely a first-round pick. Now, that was not a bowl game. That was a regular season game. But he never really got back on the field. I think he had a couple carries with the 49ers.
Yeah.
Could you see Kenny Pickett and his people or his agent or his marketing people, which I'm sure he's going to acquire in the next few days, look at the reaction yesterday and say, maybe we risk it. And for the good publicity long-term, like, I'm announcing I am playing turning this around and take the risk of the injury, but use it as a marketing tool.
I think if he does play, it'll be based off the reaction from yesterday's interview. Because if he doesn't do that interview and he had not addressed the Peach Bowl, and I had no prior intel on asking him if he was going to play or not, I just started to wonder, okay, you're Heisman finalist. You won the ACC. You're probably going to be the first quarterback taken. Is he going to play? And I remember talking to the Danettes, and I said, look, I'm going to ask him if he's going to play in the Peach Bowl. And then the more we thought about it, it's like, yeah, he might not want to play in the Peach Bowl. And so that's how that happened. I didn't have any prior information on that other than he had not said he was playing in the Peach Bowl. Therefore, I wondered if it was still open for discussion. And he said that. He's going to talk to his parents. But he doesn't want to play, doesn't feel like it's best for him. I have no problem with it. Yeah, McClellan.
How much is the shot at a title being in the Final Four? Like, if Desmond Ritter did this, it's a totally different ballgame, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the Final Four.
I wonder, do you think if a defensive lineman said, you know what, the Final Four is important, but I don't want to risk it, would you have a non-quarterback? Is there any excuse, or if your team's got a shot?
Well, I think that one's tougher because then you don't say it's a meaningless game. Like Aiden Hutchinson, he's going to play in this, and it's an important game. But, you know, that's one of those where he might be playing two games, and you hold your breath when it comes to these kind of injuries. How do you play? Can you play all out the way you normally play? But once we get to, you know, that 12-team playoff, then you're going to have some real tough decisions where you might have some players say, I'm not going to play in a playoff game, even though it would be an important game, not an exhibition bowl game. If you think otherwise, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Once again, the betting line in that game changed yesterday morning. After Kenny Pickett said he was undecided, the betting line changed. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I just got a note from my guy in the desert. He said it was Pitt minus four. Now it's a pick'em game.
Yeah.
Based off the Kenny Pickett uncertainty.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, McLovin.
I was wondering, too, is Michigan State, you know, Pitt had a really weak schedule. They were in the ACC. They lost to Miami, for gosh sakes. So Michigan State might beat them up.
Well, they could, but I don't know if Kenny Pickett's afraid of Michigan as much as he's just saying, why? The wear and tear. You gave the school a Heisman-like performance this year. I mean, you're one of the Final Four. It's like Christian McCaffrey didn't owe Stanford anything. Everything that, you know, he accomplished there, I didn't come away going, no, you got to play in the Sun Bowl. You know, the younger me would have been like, oh, come on, you got to play. Well, it's all selfish stuff. And you're at that age, you're not thinking about injury. But if I was making a business decision with my son, then I would probably say, let's look at priorities here. Let's talk to somebody. Does this affect your stock? Can you move up? How high can you move up? Can you fall? What's the bigger picture here? And I think that's where you have to be fair to Kenny Pickett. Yeah, see.
And Kenny Pickett right now, his stock is like going through the roof. But there's so much time before the draft. There's plenty of time to him all of a sudden be a faller. You know what I mean? Where people start analyzing his tape and all of a sudden he's dropping down. He's not top 15 now. He might be a first rounder. You know how that game is played.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
What if Kellogg's reached out and said, let's do a commercial. I got to have my bowl. And he's pouring his cereal in there. And now they're going to give him $1 million or so to do some kind of commercial about how important that bowl of cereal is to him.
All right, stretch.
Now all of a sudden he's interested.
Stretch.
Is it a stretch?
No, Kellogg's isn't sponsoring the bowl game.
Yeah, but it's something bowl related, a product that would be in a bowl, whatever you want that to be.
Right. You emphasized bowl. So
bowl.
I got it.
Or Simply Safe. Hey, I'm being safe. I'm not playing in that bowl
there
game.
There you go.
I'm focused on my career. Boom. Sponsor mention.
All right.
Either way.
You know, if I were Kenny Pickett, I'd be most concerned about missing the gift suite and the gift bag from a New Year's Day bowl game. And I think I'm being serious. That they load you up.
They can only give you a certain amount.
Not anymore. I think that those days are gone. You're going to get the PS5.
Okay, so you're getting $5,000 worth of gear. So when you look back on your career, as you're sitting there with your injured knee and you're not able to play or walk, and then you go, yeah, but come on, I got this PlayStation. Come on over. I got everything. Come on, I got it made. What, Todd?
If he doesn't play and they win, does he get the Peach Bowl champion hat and sweatshirt? Will they send that to him to school, or he is not eligible?
Why do you think of things that...
I just find that fascinating. Does he get the hat and sweatshirt?
I know, that's what... Like, nobody finds that fascinating.
Peach Bowl champions, but he's not. He didn't play. The team is. As a courtesy, I guess you got to send them the cap at least. Maybe not the hoodie.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
So a bowl related item. He does it commercially. Gets a lot of money.
I got it.
Now he'll play.
Yeah. But we're going to get to the point one day where a star player says, I'll play. I want this. And it's going to happen. Chick-fil-A is the sponsor of the Peach Bowl. If you're Chick-fil-A, you want Kenny Pickett to play in your bowl game. Would you reach out? Is it in play? I don't know. Yes, Eden.
2 years ago in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, LSU versus Oklahoma, do you want to know what they got? What their gifts were from the gift suite?
Sure. Oh, yes.
Kind of my bit.
Oh, yeah, that's sorry. Right.
Yeah. I just did the extra leg, though. I did the leg work.
Okay.
They got a $390 vanilla Visa gift card.
$390?
$390.
Not $400.
No. No.
They capped it at $390.
Right. They got a fossil watch.
Okay.
And a football.
They got a football?
That's definitely worth risking first round draft.
Yes. Money. Absolutely.
A fossil watch? Hello?
A football? Is it like a Peach Bowl football? Is that what it is? Does it say like Peach Bowl 2019?
And who knows where, you know, $390.
Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
I remember a take you once had, actually, that running backs get the short end of the stick having to stink. Like, Leonard Fournette was ready to go.
Absolutely.
And he had to take extra blows on his body. That's one position where you can never fault them.
Running back, never fault you. Look at the number of touches Christian McCaffrey had at Stanford. Leonard Fournette had an injured ankle going into that bowl game. It just comes down to we're selfish. You know, like it's our holiday season. You're watching bowl games. Like, you want to tune in and go, I want to see this guy. And there would be a tune-in factor for Kenny Pickett, and rightfully so, because he does have that it factor. But if he doesn't want to play, he doesn't have to entertain me. He doesn't have to offer up an excuse. But I do think that is certainly in play right now. Yeah, Paul.
Could the NFL do something where you would be allowed to draft a underclassman, a sophomore, and pay him, but he has to complete his eligibility in college? Didn't they do that with Larry Bird back in the day? Was he drafted a year before he graduated from Indiana State?
Yeah.
I don't know the situation around that, but imagine like Marcus Lattimore, that running back at South Carolina, he was a superstar. If he could have gone in the draft after his sophomore year but finished his eligibility, and the money goes in a trust and you take the risk. I don't know.
Yes, Eden.
Wasn't Mannix's boy, the guard that he loved?
Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio. Weren't the rights to him, didn't they draft him, but he stayed in Europe for a year or two and then came over?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a similar situation.
Yeah, well, Spurs would always draft guys and then they would stay in Europe, but you still own their rights. You know, the Bulls with Tony Kukoc. Yeah, McLovin.
I don't think you can stash anymore in the NFL. It might have happened in the past. Like baseball stashes, you can't.
Chris in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Just a thought on Kenny Pickett. If Kenny decides to play him, I don't think anybody can blame him. I think if Coach Whipple stayed and he hadn't left, I think Kenny plays. I think just going with a new play caller with a lot more to lose than to gain, I think if he decides to go and just forego this game, can't really blame him. I also think he doesn't make an announcement until after the Heisman ceremony, because I don't know what your thoughts are. I think that could affect some voters for the Heisman. I don't know when the votes are due.
No, they're already in.
Friday or...
No, they're already
they're
in.
They're already in?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that might affect the votes, but no, I think he has a lot more to lose injury-wise than he does to gain. Maybe playing against the Michigan State defense, kind of like what McLovin was saying. They didn't have a very tough schedule. The ACC was down. Playing against the Michigan State defense, that could bump his stock, but I don't think it's enough to risk playing.
Is this a big deal in Pittsburgh at all, at least right now?
I don't think so. No, I think it's a much bigger deal that he's in the Heisman ceremony on Saturday. Following some of those guys on Twitter and reading some of the sports writers, there isn't much talk, even after your interview with them yesterday. It's much more about Saturday's Heisman than it has been yet about the bowl game. And in this town, it's Steelers first anyways. So,
yeah.
So no, it's primarily Heisman Trophy second behind the Steelers, and then after the Heisman Trophy, they'll talk about it, but no, not
all
a very
right.
big
Well, thank you, Chris. Yeah, it's going to change if Kenny Pickett decides he's not going to play. Then it becomes a topic of conversation around the country. Yeah, Paulie.
I just heard from our guy in Vegas. His name's Montreal Max. He keeps an eye on the lines for us. The line moved yesterday exactly 45 minutes after our interview with Kenny Pickett, 11:28 a.m. Eastern. the line on Pitt went from minus 3.5 to a pick'em game.
Yeah.
So it was based directly off the interview.
More phone calls coming up. We got our play of the day next here in the Dan Patrick Show. Where do you get the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats? One place, Panini Trading Cards, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL. Utilizing iconic brands, they have Donruss, Prism, Contenders, National Treasures, instant classic trading cards. You got the most popular players. You got Mac Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and so many more. You get autograph cards. There's memorabilia cards, rare inserts, hottest rookie cards. Something for everyone in Panini America packs. And it's more than just the NFL. Panini, also the exclusive home, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and collegiate trading cards. What to look for in Week 14's matchup? You got Big Ben against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings tonight. Derek Carr and the Raiders in Kansas City for the AFC West showdown. In the NFC West, Matthew Stafford and the Rams versus Kyler Murray. And the cards, that'll be Monday Night Football. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Beal cuts to his left. 5 seconds. Gafford, right elbow. Left wing, Dinwiddie. Left corner, Kuzma for three. It's there! It's there! It's there! 119-116. Wizards with the lead with 0.6 seconds left. Somebody warm up that bus.
Wizards Radio Network. Kyle Kuzma, 2 of 3 from three-point range in overtime. In 17 previous career overtime games, he was a combined 4 for 16 on three-pointers. That's your play of the day. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. Welcome back. What do you have for me today?
Well, Dan, I'm a huge Michigan fan, and I have to tell you, forget about Pickett for a second. If Aiden Hutchinson, who's, what, he's probably already going to be taken in the first round, if he came out and said he didn't want to play against Georgia, I would understand that. Hmm. And the thought that keeps going through my head, how many movies have you seen that feature a police officer who's 1 month away from retirement? And what always happens to those police officers? They're dead by halfway through the movie. And if McLovin said, listen, I've got an opportunity here where I'm to fill my dream of having my own show, I don't want to take a 90-minute commute because there's too many things I could hit. I think you have to play for the future. That's my thought.
Thank you, Doug. So McLovin is being compared to Kenny Pickett. Yes, McLovin.
There was black ice on 95 today, and yeah. It did dawn on me. I'm definitely getting in a serious accident in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you have to. McLovin drives 90 minutes each way to get here to the man cave.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I've avoided a major accident. Is that the dumbest thing to say?
Probably don't want to jinx yourself.
And you've been in the car with me, too.
Yes, I have. You're the worst driver I've ever been in the car with.
That doesn't mean I'm the worst car driver ever, just that you've been in the car with.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been in a car with, 1,000 people or so. But you're definitely the worst person I've ever been in the car with. Yes, Eden.
Have you been in a car with Todd?
Yes.
I was just going to say, honorable mention with the toddler.
Yeah, I was a little offended in some strange way that I wasn't like in the running right behind.
Well, no, you just, when we went to... What did we do? Cabela's? Didn't we go there? And I rode with you where you're shooting a commercial.
I think I made a wrong turn.
No, you weren't banned. But, you start singing and then you talked. You had a conversation with yourself and I was in the front seat.
I did. You said relatively nothing and I was kind of answering my own questions. And you had to deal with rap music that went into like Barry Manilow and I was all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't think you were a bad driver. McLemons, he is truthfully, legitimately a bad driver. Yes, he...
Todd, though, is like the guy who he'll talk to you the whole time, which is nice. But he'll at one point be on, he'll be on the highway and he'll be going 40 miles an hour and then he'll be going 80 miles an hour and then he'll be going 40 miles an hour again. And then he'll put on his blinker to get into and then change his mind and then put on his blinker and then get in, but then go back.
I mix it up a little bit.
He's that guy. Where you're like, how are we going this slow now? Now, why are we going this fast? Then why are we going this slow?
Do you drive in accordance to the music that's playing?
Some of it's the music. Sometimes you drive like a little angry, like you're very frustrated because you're behind someone that's going slow. And then all of a sudden you change lanes and in some type of passive aggressive way, you have to zip right past them and kind of give them a look like to let them know you're going like the speed of a bicycle in like a 70 mile an hour zone.
Yes, McLovin.
Do you remember I was supposed to drive you to Raymond James Stadium for a rehearsal for NBC, and I took you to a dog park by accident? I'm like, this doesn't look like they play football here.
I kept saying to McLovin, I said, where are we going? He says, we're supposed to take a left here. We took a left, and we went into a dog park.
Yeah, dog racing park. Our Greyhound, yeah.
And I go, what are we doing?
I thought you might want to throw down some money before your rehearsal.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
We flew to Miami for the Super Bowl years ago, and I rode in a rental car with McLovin from the Miami airport. We're going to South Beach to our hotel. It's not a complicated drive. He put in the thing in his phone, and it was directing towards Orlando, which is right up like 3 or 4 hours north. And as we're driving, he goes, ah, he goes, I think we're supposed to stay on this highway. You know how Andy does it? And I'm pointing like, there's South Beach. There's South Beach. You could see the hotels, the Clevelander, all the stuff. It's like 20 minutes to the right. He goes, I think we should stick with what the plan is. And then we were arguing and yelling. I'm like, make it right here or just let me off.
Yeah, when you're trying to go to South Beach and you see the Epcot bubble, that's a bad sign.
John in Cincinnati. Good morning, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. So, first of all, zero blame for Kenny Pickett if he skips a thing. But for those who are pining to see him on New Year's Day, how about this? How about ESPN take a little Manning cast action, hire him as like a color analyst to take you, you know, inside the offense and what you're seeing. And that way everybody gets their fill. They could pay him, gets a little gig there. And you could do that with all these guys sitting out the bowls. They could be your on-field reporter for that bowl game.
All right. Well, thank you, John. I want to see Kenny Pickett play. I don't necessarily want to listen to Kenny Pickett talk. Like if I had my druthers, I want him to play on New Year's Day. Any other day I can listen to him. And you know what? I asked him, I said, who would you vote for the Heisman? He said, himself. I liked it. I thought that, you know, he's got confidence there, not afraid. You know, even the slide that everybody, you know, was up in arms over. He said, look, it wasn't premeditated. I didn't think about it. I'd never done it before, and I won't do it again. But it was an important game, and it just dawned on him in the moment where he had the fake slide. And it'll probably be known as the Pickett rule when they change it. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Steelers at the Vikings tonight. Our buddy Ross Tucker, he will join us and tell us why we need to watch that. Also, the Lakers will be at the Grizzlies. Sunday night football, it'll be the Bears going to Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields is scheduled to start NFC North Showdown. That'll be Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up at the top of next hour. But it's a big game. You know, it's a rivalry game, and it always feels like the Bears can be competitive. They just don't win. But the Justin Fields element here, now you got my attention. If Andy Dalton was playing, then I might be flipping through, occasionally stopping by. But also keeping an eye on the Packers, bigger picture, how healthy are they? How healthy are they going to get? Because to me, they still seem like the team to beat in the NFC. Update the poll results, McLovin.
Who'd you rather play with, Steph Curry or LeBron? 74% Steph Curry.
One of our listeners said, would you, who has more pressure, McLovin? LeBron yeah. James's son or Tiger Woods' son moving forward? Bronny James or Charlie Woods? Higher expectations? I'm going to have to think about that one. One more item as we close out the first hour. Ever wanted to pick up a hobby? You want to learn to sing, learn to cook? How about filmmaking? Well, there's somebody to teach you. Mariah Carey, Martin Scorsese, Gordon Ramsay. Each class broken out into individual video lessons that fit easily into your everyday life. It's called Masterclass. Usually about 20 lessons per class, 10 minutes per lesson, but you go at your own pace. Anytime, anywhere, your phone, computer, tablet, smart TV. There's over 100 classes from a range of world-class instructors. And is it the thing that you've always wanted to do or try to do? You can realize that it's closer than you think. This holiday, give one annual membership. Get one free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Terms apply. You give one, you get one. How great is that? You can find all the classes, including new editions, on masterclass.com. That's masterclass.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.